Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Lots of focus in recent days by folks in agriculture about the trade issues, the tit-for-tat conversations and back and forth between the U.S. and the Chinese, as well as the good news over the weekend about the U.S.-Japanese trade deal in principle. Almost overshadowed was good news that came in about the Obama-era WOTUS. Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, says another nail in the coffin of the Obama-era WOTUS happened in Georgia.
There was a decision in the Georgia Federal District Court that said that the 2015 WOTUS rule is illegal. Back in May, we talked about a Texas decision that did something along the same lines. It was a decision that was the first decision that we had a court saying the 2015 rule violated the law. Now, this new Georgia decision is much in the same line, but it goes even a step further than that Texas decision, because it says that the EPA and the Army Corps under the Obama administration not only violated the Administrative Procedure Act, which is basically a law that gives the agencies a roadmap for how to conduct rulemakings. It said it violated that and agrees with us, and this is what we've been arguing for the last 5 years, and we've been litigating this issue in many different courts, including the Texas and the Georgia court. We've been saying that this rule violates the Clean Water Act because it's way overbroad. It's basically a federal land grab at its worst. And this is the first time with this Georgia decision that we have a court that agrees with us. So it's a big decision. It's a big deal. It's a big victory for us because it validates everything we've been saying up till now. And it helps put another nail in that coffin that is the 2015 WOTUS rule.
Scott Yeager with NCBA. Of course, the Trump administration continues their work on a new WOTUS rule that most folks in agriculture find a lot more palatable. Word coming from the Risk Management Agency of USDA that certain industrial hemp growers will be able to obtain insurance coverage under the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program for crop year 2020. On Tuesday, RMA announced coverage for hemp grown for fiber, flour, or seeds. The coverage will be available to producers who are in areas covered by USDA-approved hemp plans or who are part of approved state or university research pilot programs, such as the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture's certification program. RMA Administrator Martin Barbary says that producers are anxious for a way to protect their hemp crop, adding that the policy will provide a safety net for them. Producers can obtain the coverage for hemp now if they're a part of a Section 7606 state or university research pilot as authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill. Other producers cannot obtain coverage until USDA approves the plan and puts it in place, probably here at the end of 2019. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th Annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.